Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Pinckney to Pinckney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinckney. We have had quite a week. We did a wedding. So much has happened. They had the commissioner's debate. And also, I want to comment on the Sambo of the Year Award. There was a guy that sent in a nominee, but he sent in Edward Eisen as a nominee too late. It was the cutoff date was July 15th, and you had to have him in by July 15th. Unfortunately, you did not get Edward Eisen in. I know he's a good candidate for the Sambo of the Year Award. He's a very good candidate, but unfortunately, he cannot be on the ballot this year. He won't be on the ballot this year. So we're moving forward. The actual date for the voters is actually August the 1st. And what we're doing now is that early voting, I started to vote already. And I mean, when I say a lot of people have started to vote already, we're going to do better than we did last year because we had five people with over 10,000 votes. We had five people with over 10,000 votes. And the other person had close to 10,000, but only had 9,000. I'm just throwing it out there. 9,000. But the Sambo of the Year Award is very special. Now, I was on a couple of national radio shows talking about the Sambo of the Year Award. And they, too, want to do it. One of the guys now has adopted the Sambo of the Year Award, and he's doing it every week. They have a Sambo. It's really that many Sambos across this country. They're here. And the definition of a Sambo is a person who's been robbed of themselves. It's a satanic, evil spirit in them that makes them want to do what they do. That's exactly what it is. So we do have a lot of people who's willing to sacrifice you and I for their own personal gain. And this has been going on way too long, you see. The title of a Sambo will be with you for the rest of your life, you see. And ain't no coming back. Repenting and in reference to something like that, because you know exactly what you're doing and you have gotten away with it. They have given you a few stipends underneath the table, and now what you want to do when you no longer they don't want you, now you want to come back to us and want the community to accept you. I don't even want to talk to a sample. I don't want to be in the same room with the Sambo, you see. I don't want to be in the room with you. I don't want to be nowhere near you. Regardless what it means, I don't want to do it because I will not accept it. And you don't scare me. You don't intimidate me. And as a matter of fact, I feel sorry for you because I know God is going to allow me to walk you to the gates of hell. I wish that God would let me, you know, walk every Sambo, regardless who they are. Let me, when they die, to let me walk them through the gates of hell. Because I think that would be, that all my hard work, all my trying to get things together, all my team hard work, that would glorify all this. Because we have people, black folks, who be kissing up to these white folks for a few crumbs, willing to sacrifice a whole city for a few crumbs, you see. And I kind of hate Eisen did not be on the ballot for the Soundboard of the Year Award. I hate that because they should have, you know, we got to go, we got to have some kind of rules. If we don't have the rules, then we're just out there. So, but I, what I am doing, I'm allowing people now to send me an email. And you can send me an email at BANCO9342@sbcglobal.net. Yeah. And let me repeat that. You can send me an email. You can send me an email at BANCO9342@sbcglobal.net. And that's the vote for a Soundboard of the Year. And the names are the mayor here, Marcus Muhammad. He has won it the last 2 years. Last year was close, but Ron Singleton was on him. And last year was close. Disgraced commissioner, it was close, real close, you know. But Marcus pulled it out, and he is the Soundboard of the Year. And then we have Ron Singleton, the disgraced commissioner, who put up a good fight last year. He came on strong, you know. He got well over 10,000 votes, but it wasn't enough to dethrone the Sample of the Year. He wears that crown. Then we have the Seeks, the Wayne Seeks. He got 10,000 votes last year. And once again, it wasn't enough to overcome the disgraced commissioner, Ron Singleton, and the mayor, Marcus Muhammad. It wasn't enough to overcome them. Then we have the Wayne Seeks' mother. She's a disgrace also, but people been calling in, calling her names, but we're not going there. We're not going there. You know, as much as I like to call her a few names, but I won't, and I won't allow you to call her, especially the B word, and the whole word. No, we know who she is. We do, you know. But they don't need, people don't need to know all that about her, calling her, you know, and even if she is, which, you know, I must confess, you know, and here's the news too also. She's favored to win this thing. I sent out a survey with about 300 names on there, 300 people. I probably got back maybe 250 emails. And here's the thing. 61% of the people that emailed me back say that she will be, they're going to vote for her to be the Soundboard of the Year. You know, and a lot of people know her. She's a backstabber. What she do, she pulls other people in to try to fight her battle, and she want to be something. You know, she don't realize she's a human being, you see, first of all. She is, you know, first of all, you're a human being regardless, you see. And how you react to that is something entirely different, you know. She's something, you know. I'm going to tell you, just like all the people is calling, you know, just calling her out, saying, you know, people that know her know who she is. That Marlena Cecil is a piece of work. Backstabber. She'll call you up on the phone. Have somebody on the other line listening. She do all that, you know, that dirty stuff. That's what she do. And then she can't wait to kiss up to these white folks. That's what she do. She a real professional butt kisser. And, you know, the shame of this whole thing, you know, sometimes you want to help people out. You can't help them because they have an agenda of their own, you see. And that's normally the way things fall, you know. And like I said, she has the edge over everybody because a lot of people know who she is. They know she's a straight-up buck kisser, buck dancer, bootlicker. And they know that she's been robbed of herself, you know. She's not much to look at, you know, I can tell you that. But she just, you know, you know, the thing is, we have to call these Sambos Sambos. You know, we're not going to allow them to continue to destroy our community, because there's nothing more important than our community. You know, we have to learn to do what's right. And I was kind of shocked when, you know, everybody was, most of the people were saying that, you know, they're voting for her. And matter of fact, we have already gotten votes. We call it early voting that we have allowed. But I can't not discuss them. And I even on my show tomorrow, I cannot discuss the voting tally until next Sunday. We'll see how many we get in. I got my girls working. They're working to add up the votes. How many? Because I'm expecting us to do extremely well on the Sambos, because it's circulating around the country now. You know, Carl Nelson, he got a chance to hear one of my friends from California on their radio show. I was able to discuss it. They've been calling. They want me to be on their show so we could talk about the Sambo of the Year Award. The Sambo of the Year Award, every single city that has a black population that has Sambo should have the Sambo of the Year Award. They should. And I like what the guy doing. I think he's in Houston, that have it every week, have the Sambo of the Year. They give a Sambo to someone every week. You know, but remember, Houston is a bigger city. We probably have just as many Sambos as they do in Houston per capita. You know, we're going to do it like that. But the point is, we have to make sure that we call these people out. You see, these people are motivated by money, and they're not humanitarians. I can tell you that. They don't care about your children. They don't care about my children. They don't care about anybody but themselves and what they can get out of something. You know, and they're good at that, you know. They're good at walking around telling people, lying on people, and getting away with it. And fortunate, my letter seats, right now she's the favorite to win the Sambo of the Year Award. And she deserved it. There's no doubt in my mind she deserved the Sambo of the Year Award, because she is a piece of work. Trust me. People that know her know what I'm talking about. I mean, she's a backstabber for real. She knows how to put a knife in your back and turn it, you know. That's how she operates, you know. And that's unfortunate that we, the people, have to have someone like that in our community. She made the statement that her family been in Benton Harbor since 1865. You could tell she was lying, because them horns stood straight up. They stood straight up. You could see the horn. And then one of the ladies at the thing that was there said, yeah, my family ain't been here since 1865. And I just started sniggering under my breath. I said, they just suck. I said, wow, unbelievable, you know. I think everybody in that room looked at her. I know they were saying, you know, that lying devil, but hey, it's okay. But also now her son, now he's a commissioner. What he do, he votes with Marcus. They like, you know, you whatever Marcus vote for, that's what he votes. Whether, you know, it's always bad. Anytime Marcus, the mayor, vote for anything, is bad. Then you have seats to follow up with, you know. And it's so many things I could say about him. The email I sent out identified the reason why. He's a straight-up buck kisser, too. Boot licker, you know, buck dancing, you know. And I can say many, many other things to him. I'm just going to leave him with the word Danny. That's your word, Danny. And don't ever forget Danny. I'm going to leave it like that, because some things people, if they don't already know, they don't need to know. But people that live here know, Danny. That's your word, mister. Danny. And it's going to be your word for the rest of your life. All you're going to remember. When someone say Danny, you need to run. Anyhow, let's move on to, let's go Trenton Bourne. He's about as pitiful as you can get. He's on the school board. he voted to not to to replace the boiler, and the boiler went out last year when the kids had to wear gloves, boots, hats, scarves in the classroom. And he voted not to replace the boiler. Let the children suffer. Then he also voted that not to get a repair for September. This guy he's a piece of work. He's allowed, his character is horrible. He's a person that has been robbed of himself. He's been robbed of himself. When I say robbed of himself, I mean exactly that. He's been robbed of himself. And it's unfortunate, but it's reality, you see. So what we have to do, we have to make sure that we're doing the things that we need to do. Because the sample of the year, this is no joke. This is the real deal. You know, these people, you know, they're destroying the community, destroying our families. And we're not saying nothing. We act like we like to be oppressed. We walk around here like, we're just happy a black person is an elected official. Then we kiss their butts, and they go out and kiss the white folks' butt. And that's what we have created. And you think it's all right. And it appears to me that black people love being oppressed. They're not satisfied unless they are oppressed. You see, this Trenton boy ain't a reason. Nobody, if he was in any other city, he would have never, never got elected. Never. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. He never would have got elected. This community, they don't even know which way is up, most of them. They're pitiful, you know. And they keep voting for the same people over and over again and hoping to get a different result. So you know what they call that. You know, they call that insanity. But they do. Why would you vote for ISIS? Why? He has done exactly nothing. At the debate, you know, when we got the pipe there. Ain't no we, the work of the Benton Harbor Water Council. Ain't no we in that. Y'all don't know how to do nothing. You know? Ain't want to take credit for all the work I do to make yourself look good, because you know I'm not going to take credit. I'd rather see the work done, completed, moved to a different level than sit around here and want to take credit for something. I don't need credit. We want to make sure that our children are well taken care of. And then we go on to Sharon Henderson. She's another one of the Marcus Muhammad supporters. She votes the same way he votes, you see. Whatever he votes, she votes. They don't even read what they're supposed to vote on. They just vote because he voted. That's his little gang. They're like a gang. They like the gangster disciples. That's what they're like. You know, Sharon Henderson. But she almost got it the other day. That Apollonia was on her butt. Boy, she was on Dollarite, and I don't have enough time. I have to talk about Dollarite tomorrow, but this girl was in this girl butt, cause ain't nobody got in her butt, you know. But then she was in this girl. And this girl was with her cowardly self, tried to run to her car, you know. But she caught her. She caught her right there, boy. You know, actually, that was a beautiful scene. You know, I don't like to see mess or drama like that, but that was a beautiful scene. You could see the fear in that girl's eyes. That's how it was, you know. But it was all messed up. She's another one of them. This year, a lot of people probably will vote for her too. But I want to make sure that people vote, regardless what it is, vote. Get out and vote, because we got to make it happen this year, not only at the polls, but vote for the Sample of the Year award. And then we have the city manager. He's almost 100 years old. He come to work to sleep. It's obvious he can't sleep at home. He come to work. We was on a call with the governor's office. His secretary had to go wake him up because it was his time to speak. They had to make a personal call to her to wake that bad guy up. He's a real slam ball, too, a butt kisser. But I would tell when he leave there, we make sure we get a forensics audit, because I know that him and his buddy Alex Little is still in their pockets with Bidenhauer money. So Ellis Mitchell the city manager, is another person who we want to make sure that we charge him, make sure that we're doing what we're supposed to do, because I would be surprised if a lot of people vote for him, because he's a real quiet type guy. He do all this dirt underneath the table, and he know what he's doing. You know, he know exactly what he's doing. You know, he almost 100 years old. You know, he come to work to sleep. That's what. Look at the city. All the money that went through the city came through here and went to white folks. Every dime, other than the money that went into their pockets under the cover. So, yeah. And then we have the one and only Judge Mayfield. There's not, I think she's with that AKA Delta, whatever it is, she's with them. I remember they came here and they marched around the library one time. The newspaper act like they had did something fantastic. They see, when people are not doing anything, you can bet the newspaper going to be there to shake their hand, to make sure that people know that they was there. They was in the city, marched around the library, and they took a shortcut, went through the alley and marched around them. And they really showed out. They care about Benton House. They don't care about nothing. They don't care about Lincoln. They don't do nothing. And what she do, she's the baby snatcher. She's been snatching our children over 15 years. And she will continue to do that. If you don't have a plan and you go in there and deal with her, she's going to rule against you even when you're right. So be ready for that. That's crucial. Be ready for that. That's crucial. So, listen, the last and most least is Chief McGinnis, the only guy in the world who's been chief and probably never solved any cases in the city of Bidenhauer. They don't, if something happens, most of the time they won't even send the police out. You don't have to worry about the police coming in. That's why a lot of stuff be going up. Oh, they ain't coming. You call the police. Matter of fact, they give you, you know, they be trying to rob you. They give you their phone. Call the police. they already know you ain't, they ain't coming. And this guy right here, this is, you know, some stuff is our own fault. We our own enemy. We put black people in a position to help, and what they do, they do the same thing over, over, and over again. They do the same thing over and over and over again. The same thing. You know, that's what they do. And they've been doing it, and they're going to continue to do it. And then think they do it. See, they walk around like they all robbers or somebody. You should see how they walk around like they done something. The pipe was getting thick. They trying to take credit for something that they had nothing to do with. I mean, exactly nothing to do with. They have nothing to do with none of this. I laid the plan out. I showed them how to execute it. I showed them what needs to be done. I showed them how to do it. All that was in my plan. And you can go to BHCWC2 website, and the plan is my petition that I filed with the federal government. And on that note, I'm going to move on and bring in my first guest, Malak. But voting, you can vote today for the Sambo of the Year. Get your votes in. But I'm expecting this to be a big one. I'm expecting this to be huge. I'm expecting this to be so many people voting because everybody now, even around the country, people want they want to vote for Muhammad, you know. But like I told them, get all the information and make sure that you know that we're doing what we're supposed to do, so we can identify the enemy in our camp. And I want to say to each and every one of you guys that there's nothing too hard for us to do. We just have to want to do it. See, a lot of times we don't do stuff because we just don't do stuff. But on that note, let me bring in my good friend, the one and only, the man of the moment, the man of the hour, the man who know what to do, my guy, Malak.
Hey, how you doing, brothers?
I got to say, talk to me, Malak. Tell me what's
going
on.
All right, I got Jerome and Yanni here today.
Jerome, Pastor Payne.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me? All right.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So talk to me.
Yeah, how you doing today? You good over there?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Oh, okay. I said, how you doing over there?
Man, I'm doing great, man. You know me. I'm just rocking and rolling and rolling and rocking, trying to make it happen. That's all I can do. I don't know how to do nothing else. So I'm just and do what we need to do and deal with it on that level. So that's how I am.
Yeah, but the Sad Boy of the Year Awards, how long is it going to go on? I might have to put some people on the list.
The last voting date is October the 31st. That's the last day that you can vote.
Okay.
So, yeah. So it's like a 90-day period. Normally, you know, August the 1st to November the 1st. But what I want to do, I want to make sure that people that that want to vote can vote and keep it moving. I like the idea of this guy. He took my soundboard of the year. Well, it wasn't mine. It was really come from Detroit. They the one who initiated this whole thing, the soundboard of the year award. And I used to go to the soundboard of the year award in Detroit. And I loved it. I love what they do, you know. And we as people, we're absolutely right. We got to stop letting these soundboards get away. See, they suffer. They think they have done something. You know, when they go out here and be kissing up to these devils around here, a soundboard has a satanic evil spirit. That's what it is. You see, it's a spirit. You see, and they're motivated by money. You see, rather than what's doing right. We got this guy, Edward Eisen, on there. He another guy that follow whatever Marcus say. You know, he got him about 6-7 votes on that board. So it's difficult, you know, and all of them do the same thing. They follow whatever he say. He's like a bully. This girl, Apollonia, they kicked her. Well, first they kicked my friend, Emma Kanar, off the Dollar Ride board because she exposed him that they were stealing money. This guy, Ellis Little, had gave himself a $25,000 raise, and she wasn't going for that. She wasn't going for it. She said, absolutely not. She told him, absolutely not. And they kicked her off because she wouldn't let them do it. Now, Apollonia, Emma went to her, Apollonia took Emma place. Emma told her what was going to go down. Anytime you do that, you don't do something corrupt, and allow them to get money, then they're going to get rid of you. So she finally had enough, and this year, The other day, she put in a letter of resignation, and she said, no, I better stay because I got to watch these people. They would refuse to rescind her resignation, and they all voted. I think it was 6-3, the six stoolies voted to accept her resignation. You know, knowing how difficult it is, they put people on there who they know that sambos, that that they can do it, and it's all messed up. It's terrible. But look, that's enough of me talking. I want to hear from you, big fella. Talk to me.
Yeah, man, I just wanted to ask one more question about the sambo. Do you actually give them a reward, like a statue or do they get like a
plaque? We send them a plaque, and whether they accept it or not is on them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and also this year what I'm going to do, I'm going to get a plaque for them and a plaque for us so we can have it on the wall, you know, so people can know who they are. And, you know, I should have did that last year, but each year I try to make it better for everybody. But, yeah, we send it to them. We send them, send it FedEx. And once they get it, what they do with it is on them. We don't care. So
that's a good one right there.
Hi.
I said that's a good one right there.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, but it's got to be done because, like, I like the guy, and I think he's in Houston. And here's the thing. These guys have been calling me from all over the country, wanted me to come speak and help them put the Sambo of the Year Award in their community, you see. And I agree. I told them that I would, but I'd rather do it by phone or by Zoom. Than coming to your community, because you know it's so much that would wear me out, and I don't want even though I want to really get this Sambo of the Year Award going really across the country, I would prefer to just do it, just do a Zoom and tell you how I do mine, and then you can copy it or you can make it better, which you probably could make it better, whatever you do, but my thing is laid out, but it's get bigger and bigger every year, you know. We had five people to get 10,000 votes last year, and the other person got 9,000 and something. We only had six last year. This year we got nine people nominated, and I think it's so huge, and that when the shoe fits, you got to wear it, and that's what I'm trying to teach people. See, that's my message to the people. You know, if the shoe fits, wear. If you're not a sambo, don't worry about it. You know. Don't worry about it. If you win the award, just put it up on your wall. Don't worry about it. You know?
But
get better. Make sure that whatever you do it for the people. And he didn't get a chance. You know, they nominated him too late. You know, after the 15th. The 15th was a cutoff. And at midnight, the next day was going to be the 16th, which was going to be Sunday. And it was a cutoff. But they started. About 10 people sent me an email nominating this guy. I said, what took you so long to do it? I had to get on that case because I said, what took you so long? If you wanted to nominate the guy been bad. He ain't just got bad. He's been bad, you know? And that's what gets me. These people, you know, these guys be bad all along. And what they do, black people wait till the last minute for everything, you know. Listen, you're going to have to help me with this one. I believe black people like being oppressed. I believe they do. I mean, they have convinced me that they do the same thing over and over and over again. And they're expecting a different result. That is not going to happen. You know, and look. It took us 450 years to get where we at. And we nowhere. Oh, we have come a long way. We had more elected officials back in, 17-something. These folks, you know, this is horrible. And now what we're doing, what we got now, we got these guys, we got the elected officials, local elected officials, and they all work for the corporations. Man, oh, man. Man, I'm tired of talking. You go here and talk about, I got you the man.
All right, so let's talk about this today, man. One of the biggest things that's corrupting our communities, right, is the Black Boule, right? A lot of people don't know that. So the Black Boule consists of, you know, organizations that's set up by other nations, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that, you know, the NAACP is basically ran by Jewish people. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Greek fraternities, let's think about it. Greek fraternities. We're not Greeks. Our history don't even go back to Greeks. Our history go back to the Hebrews, and some of us are Africans, right? But we claiming Greek. We going to the Greek fraternities, right? That's under, you know, and when any Black organization that's set up, they call it the Black Boule, right? Now, just think about
it.
Okay, as soon as our children go to college, right, and they start to get an education, they might be a doctor, a lawyer, starting their own business or whatever, they automatically try to recruit these young Black men to be in a fraternity, right, or be a Mason or be NAACP or something, right? And I remember you used to do that, but then you got out, and me and you was boycotting the NAACP because you were saying that they was being corrupt. You know what I'm saying? They was being controlled by somebody else, and it was taking our people down and not building our people up, right? So we got these strong, educated Black people, right, that's going to college and finna really make something of themselves. And then they make them join these organizations, and these organizations be more important than your people, right? This is what's making us fall. Half of your pastors, half of your senators, the mayors, the governors, the doctors, the lawyers, all of them is in these little small groups. And then as soon as they start acting up or trying to do something, what they would call acting up, is like doing something for your people on a big, major scale, they going to get pulled on the collar. Like, hey, hold up. You doing too much over here, bro. You better stop that. Help your frat brothers. Don't help your Black brothers. You know what I'm saying? And that's where we at right now. And this is like one of the biggest things that's tearing our community apart, and we not seeing it because we only seeing the benefit of us joining the group. They say you join a group, you know, you gonna have brothers all around the place, and you gonna have special privileges, and you might even get some extra money. And when you're trying to get your job, it's gonna go straight through because all you gotta do is throw your little sign up, and we know you in, you know, and all of these different things. Is us selling out. This is us selling out. And what are we selling out? We selling out our people. And what are they so afraid of? They are so afraid of a Black man having education and rising up to start a revolution. That's what they're afraid of. Because they know that the smarter you get, you know what I'm saying? You're supposed to be smarter within your community, learning about yourself and your people, right? But these organizations stop us from learning about our people. We start learning about Greeks and Masons and this and that. You know what I'm saying? So it takes away the power of you learning about yourself, because you learn about yourself, you get the education, you get the knowledge, you ain't no telling what you're going to be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If we look at Malcolm X, how smart he was. We look at Martin Luther King, how smart he was, how educated they was, right? These was educated Black men that stood for their people. That did, even though Martin Luther King, I think he was an A5A too, but he was going, he went beyond, he wasn't even listening to that no more. He was going strictly for his people, and then that's what got him caught up. And so they have us in these little organizations so they can watch and learn and see what you're trying to do, what you ain't trying to do, and we got to open up our eyes. If you got a young kid, don't have them join no fraternity because you was in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yep. he gonna be a Q dog because I was a Q dog. Oh, he gonna be an A5A because I was an A5A. He gonna be a Delta because I was. You know, all this stuff, man. Come on, man. We at a level right now to where we don't have to. We shouldn't be joining no secret organizations like that, right? These secret organizations are ran by other nations to keep our people down. Ask your pastor, is he in the boule? That's what they call it, the black boule. You can look this up. A lot of people been trying to expose the black boule, and the government killed them.
Yeah.
Because they was going out and they was talking too much. They were like, oh, man, we got to take him out. He's spreading too much of our information, right? But
just
think about it. Like when we have somebody, let's just say we have an outcry in our community and something about to go crazy and our whole community about to go crazy. Like we about to tear up everything. Like in California, we tear up everything. Something go down, we burning everything down. We beating everybody up that don't look like us. We going in. We flipping cars over. So so what they do is they send somebody in that's a part of the organization, right? This is what Ice Cube is trying to bring out right now. Ice Cube is standing on the front line saying, hey, man, y'all better get out of all these clubs, man. Get out of these clubs because these clubs going to lead to Satan. That's who they're going to lead to. But they send the guy in. He'll act like he more mad than you, Al Sharpton. He'll come in acting like he more mad than you. Oh, man, I'm Superman. I'm finna fight for y'all. And then all of a sudden, the whole crowd just go down. All of our anger leave because he said that he going to do it.
Right. And remember,
and then what did he do?
We love being oppressed. Black people, I'm convinced that we love being oppressed. Yeah, whether it's by a black person or a white person, it don't make no difference. We love being oppressed.
Yeah. Now, just imagine if our people, the only way we really, truly can fight back, it ain't with rioting. It ain't beating up white people or going against other nations. It ain't got nothing to do with that. Our biggest fight that we can fight back with is don't buy nothing from them. If we take our money out of their pockets, that's how we fight. That's how we get the power, right? Everybody stop going to Walmart. Everybody stop going to a certain gas station. Let them feel how powerful we are together, right? This is what they don't want. And this is why all these organizations is set up so we won't come together. Because even within the fraternities, right, if you were A5A and this other dude is a Greek or something, I can't think of all the names. But if he's something and you something else, y'all fighting against each other. Y'all competing against each other. Y'all dancing and got sticks and canes with each other. Like, come on, man. This is a form of separation. We got to look at all of ourselves together. That's another form of gangbanging, actually. You know what I'm saying? And we gotta move together. This is what they don't want. They don't want them feet moving together. They don't want them hands moving together. They don't want that mouth moving at the same time because we're going to be speaking the same words. They don't want all the people that look like us to speak the same thing. All of us to know that we the children of Israel and the Most High is coming to redeem us. They don't want that. They don't want this to be known. Some people that go into these organizations, they expose all this to them and tell them, don't say nothing. And they say, all right, I ain't going to say nothing. They get sworn into secrecy, right? They not help their people. What kind of man, a black man, would sell their own people out for money? They try to do that to Christ when Satan came to Christ trying to sell him out. And he said, I ain't doing it.
Look, you just identified the Sambo. That's what you did.
Yeah.
Cook, wait a minute. I tell you, it's amazing. And you know, you talked about the NAACP. NAACP is a perfect example how black people love to be oppressed. Now, one of the things that they was able to organize. See, when you able to organize, you could do a lot of things. You see,
And the point is, a lot of times, I got to say this about my black brothers and sisters, they really don't want to do nothing. They want to watch TV. They want to watch all these white shows on TV. They want to watch Barbie and all this junk that don't mean nothing to nobody. That's programming your thinking, you see. And this is what we do. We allow them to program our thinking, and that's why we're in this compromising position today. It's not an excuse in the world that we've been on this earth all this time that we could be in this position. It's wrong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jerome, yeah. You want to tap in?
We know that we've been dealing with this stuff for a long time, and we know what the problems are. I think there's two things. One is, like you said, you catch these young people before they actually get into college, and
mm-hmm.
you make it a point, to let them know what these fraternities are. And tell them you can't get in those fraternities, or else I ain't paying for your college, or whatever the case may be. You know what I mean? And the other thing is these sambos. There's no consequences for them.
No,
there's got
that's
to be
right.
some consequences. There's got to be some consequences. Otherwise, it's not going to change. There has
nope.
to be consequences. I don't know what those consequences are right now, but like Pastor Pinkney was saying, it seems like our people just love being oppressed. So the masses of our people don't really want to do nothing, But it doesn't have to be all of our people. It just has to be enough where there's a tipping point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I really believe there has to be some consequences for these people who work against the betterment of our communities, of our own people. It's got to be some consequences. And that's a tough one because it sounds like you going against your own people, but people who would sell their own out, they're not really your people.
Absolutely.
They just have the same color. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're not your people. Those are your enemies, just like anybody else's your enemies.
I think it starts with like what Pinkney is doing. He's not afraid to call them
mm-hmm.
out. You know what
mm-hmm,
I'm saying? And
that's
what it is. It's like we got to be able to call these people out. And when
mm-hmm.
we call these people out, we got to expose them. And that's exactly what Pastor Pinkney is doing. He is
yeah.
exposing them, calling them out, and he's giving
yeah.
them a reward.
It's spreading. It's spreading now. See, people now they want to know how can I start the Sambo of the Year Award in my community? And even this guy, I don't know whether that's in Houston or where. This guy, he have a weekly Sambo. That's what he have. He have what they call
mm-hmm.
a weekly Sambo Award. I kind of like that,
mm-hmm.
but I want people to get these names in their head. Get these names
mm-hmm.
in your head. Who these people are
mm-hmm.
in address, and I don't know. I don't care whether it could be your mama, it could be your daddy, it could be your brother, it could be your sister, it could be your cousin. I don't care if they're
mm-hmm.
a sample, they're a sample. And I'm gonna call a spade, and I don't care about you getting mad. I care less about
mm-hmm.
you getting mad about being. If you that mad, go challenge that sample. He's the one destroying the community. And so we got to get better. We got to get better. And,
yeah.
and like I said,
yeah.
There was a I was living in Chicago. I was real young. I don't even know whether I was 15 that time. This guy, he worked at City Hall, And he was a Sambo because back in them days, he almost had to be a Sambo, you see. But and what he did, the community didn't like it. They found him with a bullet in the back of his head. And then that gave the people, that gave the people in the community a sense that now we got, we can move forward, you see. And the next black person they elected, he did the right thing. He helped the community, you see. So that was, see, that's just they saying, like in a city like Chicago, a city like Detroit, you know, these people, you know, and I'm not advocating violence because I know folks, birthday baby, advocating violence. That's first thing. I'm not advocating violence. I'm advocating that my people do something. You know, let's do something and let's do it together and make sure that we're doing it for the future of our children. You know, that's what I'm advocating.
Exactly. And I'm not advocating violence either, but I am advocating consequences.
Yeah, absolutely. And
you know what I mean?
We have to put our heads, you know. We have to be able to stand up for our community. We're not doing that now. They got our kids running around doing everything. They're flooded. This little bitty city like Bentonhouse is flooded with dope. Flooded. I mean, there's so much dope here. You know, it's so much dope here. And the police ain't going to arrest nobody. They, you know, only time they arrest you when they're trying to get that money. You see, when the police arrest someone, a drug bust, they get federal dollars. You see, they ain't arrested to make the community safe. They doing it to get them federal dollars. That's the only reason they doing it. Everything they do is for money. You see, and we won't look at it that way because our minds are not developed enough to understand what's really going on in our community. Our community is at war with themselves.
That's real, man. And these organizations that these people that are major people is in, you know, like all of the basketball players, the football players, the singers, the actors, all these people is in organizations to where they getting their shirt tugged on. Don't do this. Don't do that. We had Dr. Dre. He had to donate some money. He going to donate it to USC instead of UCLA, right? Mm-hmm. Now we ain't got that many black people going to UCLA no more. You know what I'm saying? Why you going to give the money to the hood, to the people that need it, right? You're going to go give it to one of the most richest colleges that they got. But that's what they signing for. Like, look, if we make you a billionaire, you're going to have to give the money to these people, these people, these people. It's the only help their own. When are you going to help us? Like, you got $1 billion. A billion. You a billionaire. Jay-Z a billionaire. 50 Cent a billionaire. Ice Cube close. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are they going to do for us? Like, and the thing about it, they can start something to where, I know you. They just don't want to give money, but they got to give a certain amount of money just so their taxes won't be crazy. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So why don't you just put it in the right place? Put it in the right place to where it's going to start something or generate something that's going to help us. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And so we can't have just one person standing up. It got to be a whole nation of people standing up. Because if we got one person standing up, go ahead.
You hit the nail right on the head. This is what I've been saying for years. You know, why give the federal government your money? To me, that don't make any sense when you can enhance your community. Look, these guys should go to these communities, open up grocery stores, open up gas stations, open up health centers, open up a clothing store. And look, it could become a nonprofit. You're writing the money up. You're not losing a dime. You're not losing that one single penny because you can use that. All these athletes, all you have to do is go to the community and open up stuff because the dollar only stay in the black community 6 hours, they say. In the Asian community, it stay in there 30 days. In a white community, it stay in there forever. So that's what we're dealing with. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So we got some issues among ourselves, but we don't have the people thinking. Even Ice Cube, even Michael Jordan, even LeBron James. You know, going through these to see what you got to do. You gotta start somewhere. Look, when I was growing up, we didn't go to no white store. Every store we went to was black owned. Every store, a clothing store, every station, everything was owned by black folks. You know, and now everything owned by white folks and agents and them some other people. You know, everybody owns stuff but us, and we think it's all right. It's not all right. You know. And when these preachers, they're gonna try to root bar me, but I can handle them. I don't care. Bring it on. You got something for me? Bring it on. I don't care, because I'm willing to make the sacrifice for my people, and I'm willing to do it because this is where we at today. We are at war. The sad part.
I was having a debate with this pastor one time, right? And so he said, before we start the debate, he was like, what fraternity are you from? I said, I ain't from no fraternity. He said, "What are you a Mason?" I was like, no. He said, you ain't under the umbrella, brother? I'm like, no, I ain't under no umbrella. Why would I be up under that umbrella? Where we under control, where we got shackles on our hands and our feet, and we can't move the way that we need to really move for our people and the Most High. Why would I do that? We don't get when we get our 501c3s, you don't want to connect that to your teachers. Like if you a pastor, because they got a whole bunch of regulations where you can't say what you want to say. You want to have freedom of speech. You know what I'm saying? So instead of giving a 501c3 with the church, what's the other one called? Elder, you supposed to get? I think it's 508 or something.
Yeah, 508c1, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a 503C1, you get a 503C4, you can get a 503, all these are 503s, and rather than pay the governor the money, give it to the community. Give it to the community. Because this is what, you know, we out here, you know, we don't have any money. We don't ask for money. I try not to get any money from any organization. What I try to do is do what we have to do, scrape, strive, and do everything we can and feed the community. We feed the community here at least four times a month. You know, I mean a real meal. I'm talking about some real food. We don't give you those sandwiches and all that kind. We give you some food where it can stick to your ribs. And we do it for one reason. And one reason only. And look, it's so important that we realize we can no longer think it's okay to be oppressed by the oppressor. We can't do that no. Black folks working with the oppressor to oppress you and you think it's all right. I got a major problem with that. A major problem.
Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's it, man. That's where we gotta. That's the hidden thing that's stopping us as a people from growth is that they attacking the educated black man and putting him in an organization to where his hands is shackled and tied.
Yeah, you said it, and then here was see anytime you find a black person. They're willing to sacrifice his own people for it. They don't give him a lot of money. They give him a few dollars. They let him steal money. They don't have to worry about getting arrested for stuff, you know. And they think it's okay. Then you got a real problem, you know. And I'm just so happy about the symbol of the year. I'm so happy that. Everybody now, you know, people across the country, they want me to come on their show and talk about the Soundboy of the Year Award. And you know, it hurts me to talk about the Soundboy. It hurts me. I don't want people to know that we got all these Soundboys across the country, but we got to identify them, though. We got to save our children. That's who we got to save. You know, it ain't about saving Reverend Pinckney. My life is almost over, you see. But what I want to do, I want to make sure when I leave here that people will understand that we need to do just a little bit more. We need to go a little bit further. We need to make sure that our women and children is taken care of, because that's where it all started. You got to be a man or something to say, well, my family is the most important thing to me, you see. I don't care what it is. I don't care what you say. And then you rebuild upon that. That's how we grow and become who we are today. We can't be who we are today until we make sure that we build that foundation. There's nothing more important than that. And that's the honest truth. But look, y'all got about a couple of minutes to wheel off something, because we already went past our time. But, hey, I just enjoyed this conversation so much. You guys, y'all really sparked me. I'm going to Belinda Parker Brown is in the waiting, but Belinda Parker Brown, I'm going to have to get you either tomorrow, or if you, I can give you 20 minutes next Sunday. You can have your choice. But I love you all. But look, give me some inspiring words. I want both of y'all to just give me some inspiring words. Man, give me some kind of inspiration to keep this fight up, because I need it right now, because some of this stuff that's going on just don't make no sense to me. Help me right now. I need help. Help me, brothers. Talk to me.
I'm going to let you go first, Heather. Go ahead.
Oh, well, I mean, you know, for me, it's you know, the main thing is, are people first getting some mental help, if you want to put it like that?
Oh, that's good. That's
you
good.
Know what I mean? We have been scarred for a long time and have not really recovered from it on a mass scale. And you know, we have to make that a priority, taking care of our own people, getting our mental health together. You know, then we can start caring about the things we need to care about. You know, and you know, there's different ways you can do that, I suppose. But like you say, the most important thing is the family base.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they destroyed our families. They destroyed our families, and that's what has to be rebuilt. And you know, we got to get our mental health back before we're gonna, you know, before we're gonna know that we even have a problem. And so I would focus on that. Yeah.
Amen. 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 All right, my life, take me home. Take me home, big fella. Take me home.
And, all right. I just want to give out a scripture right quick. I want to give a scripture right quick, because this is very important for us as a people. Isaiah 1:17, we got to learn to do well. Seek judgment or justice, right? Relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, and plead for the widow. This is us taking care of our community. The Bible is calling us to wake up, take care of our community, and stand as the men and women, the daughters of Zion, the kings of Zion that he created us to be, and everything will fall into place under the power of the Most High. And we're going to leave it right there. I know a lot of people got a little shook up when we brought out the Black Boule, because you might be a part of it. But this, you got to learn more about why they allowed all of this stuff to come into play. And then we got to take them glasses off that they've been trying to have us on, these little shades that we can't see everything. Let's take the shades off, look at everything, and let's elevate to higher levels. All praise to the Most High.
All right.
All praise.
Amen. Amen. I just want to say that
y'all still there?
My brothers and sisters, this is an opportunity for us to move forward and build. See, it's all about building, you see. And the thing is, we got to build up our community. We got to build that foundation for the family. We got to make sure our children are correct, you know. And I'm so sick of Black folks that have been robbed of themselves, want to call themselves leaders, you see. That is unfortunate. But we allow them. See, LeBron James said something that has stuck in my mind. I've been singing this for years and years and years. And they rhubarbed LeBron James. He said, own enemy. He said that. oh, they ate him up. I mean, when he said that, but he was right on point because he explained to them what he was saying, and they couldn't say nothing after that because he was right on point. Black folks, get it together. Change the way you do business, and let's move forward. Listen, my brother, let's talk soon, and I'm going to have to say this is the end. We all, Belinda Parker Brown, I got you covered. Love you, girl. You can call in tomorrow or either next Sunday, and I'll give you all the time you want next Sunday. But you got to let me know you're going to call in. That's important. All right, now, everybody have a great day. Remember, the voting begins today. You can vote now, and but it won't be counted until next Sunday. We'll see how it turns out. So my email is banco9342@sbcglobal.net. And if you can't remember the candidate, I did send out 500 emails, and 500 emails, and I'm going to continue sending out email with the people name and why we decided to make them to nominate them for the Sambo of the Year. On that point, good night all.